My name is Regina Vier. I'm a writer. I'm going to talk to you about the Mutzmore House. The address of the house is 7010 Miami Avenue, right in the downtown. Its current use, I think there's a business there, but in the late 1800s, it was built by Joseph A. Mutzmore and his wife, Eliza, for a family home, and they raised seven children there. Mr. Mutzmore, Joseph, he was one of the early businessmen in Madeira. He owned a general store, which was right across the street from the house they built. It was by the railroad tracks. It was called the Mutzmore Building. It had three stories, which was pretty high for a building. And the post office was also there, and he was the postmaster for 30 years in the same location. Mr. and Mrs. Mutzmore, Joseph and Eliza, lived in this house till he died in 1917. She lived on as long as she lived. It's much later, I think. Then the house went to their granddaughter, who by then lived next door. Behind the house was a gabled barn, and it was the home of Lady the Horse. It was family's transportation. A carriage was also stayed in this building. The Mutzmores were a big family in Madeira, one of the early families, and Joseph had a brother named E.G., who was here first, I think. They started many of the early buildings. One thing that I remember about it, other than the barn, was that the backyard is now a parking lot, but before it was a parking lot, it was a beautiful yard. It was a lot of old antique roses and heirloom flowers and stuff that had been planted there. Miss Cleo Hosbrook told me that there was a lot of rhubarb growing back there. And she said her grandfather had planted that, and he had also made stepping stones. It was in the yard. He made them out on a farm somewhere and hauled them in a wheelbarrow into the yard. My only other good memory of it was and I have pictures of this, was Lady was mowed the yard. She grazed in the yard and kept the grass mowed. And they had they called it a hitching stone. It was a big round stone with a hook in it. And they'd take the horse out in the morning and hook her bridle up to this stone. She could roll the stone around the yard, but she couldn't run away. So she would just move around the yard like a robot horse and keep the yard mowed. It was always real short and mowed.